What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Industry Talk Podcast on this great Monday. It's hot outside where I'm at. I don't know what about you. Let me know in the comments, but it's a good day for a smoke and a good day for a drink and a good day for a conversation about something in the industry. So today, what we're going to be talking about is how to protect yourself legally. This could span from a plethora of things, but we're going to talk about some stuff that I've experienced, some stuff that I know that people I know have experienced, and we're going to talk about some things that you can do to protect yourself legally in certain situations, things that I do on a regular basis as far as legalese. I'm no lawyer, okay? Let's just get that straight right now. I am not a lawyer. This is not legal advice. This is giving you an insight of what I do personally about legalities and what I do to protect myself. And this is from my experience or experience from some of my officers or friends. This is not legal advice that you can go to court with. Definitely consult a lawyer, okay, an attorney. That is my disclaimer. I am not an attorney, but I do know a couple of things. I have been in the game for over 18 years, security, federal security, private investigation, owning a company for the last 3 to 4 years. I say 3 to 4 because I think we're coming up on our 4th anniversary. Shout out to After Hours and everybody who makes that possible. Thank you so very, 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 very much. So we're coming up on 4 years of that. And, you know, then I've been in the game before that for like 18 years. Basically all together. So now today's a special day because we have a special gift from See My Bar, one of our sponsors here at Industry Talk Podcast. And this special gift is Yellow Rose Distilling. It's the Outlaw Bourbon Whiskey, handmade from 100% corn and pot distilled in Texas, crafted in the Lone Star State, 92 proof, homegrown, 46% alcohol. It's the oldest legally distilled in Houston. Okay, it's the oldest legally distilled bourbon whiskey in Houston, Texas. A Yellow Rose. It's even got a San Francisco World Spirits 2021 Double Gold Award hanging around its neck. So I'm expecting it to be delicious. This was handpicked with for my cigar that I'm gonna be smoking today by my one of my best friends, who's she's like a spirits guru. So I talk cigars, she talks spirits, and whenever she has the time to come on, she comes on. So we're hoping that we get her here the 28th so she could talk a little bit about some other stuff. Now, what I want to remind you guys from the last episode, I let you know that these rare bottles, we can actually get you a case, get you a couple bottles of these rare bottles. If you like my review, if you look it up and you actually want to get it, she does have the ability to get my viewers these bottles. I mean, this is pretty cool, right? This is a regular bottle, but then they got this like leather neck strap on it, and it has like a star, and it says inspired by legend. Then it actually is a button. It buttons at the back, says Yellow Rose Distilling. I think when you craft stuff and you put those extra little touches on it, I think that makes the bottle, I think it makes not just the bottle look cooler, I actually think it makes stuff taste better. That's my weird thought process, right? So that's the drink of the day. I am using ice because, if you guys don't know, I had a 3-week hiatus. I was sick, and so this would be my first drink in like 4 weeks, so we're gonna see how that goes. I'm not gonna go crazy. I'm gonna pour a little bit. I'm doing a little ice, so we're gonna pour that before we get to the cigar for the smoke of the day. Just pour a little bit of that, a little bit of that, okay? And we'll leave this out here for you to check out, Yellow Rose. Yeah, it smells like it's 92 proof. Smell good. Woo! All right, so what we're smoking today, the smoke of the day. If this is your first time tuning in to Industry Talk Podcast, we always have a drink of the day and we always have a smoke of the day. So today's smoke is a AJ Fernandez Robusto Habano BP 5x54 from Provada Cigar Club. What I like about this is Provada sends out tester blends. These are stuff that's not in full production, not for sale. You get the tester blend, right? And what happens is they send you like a scorecard, a review scorecard. And then the review scorecard has the draw, the burn, the complexity, dynamic range, smoke texture, wrapper quality, overall enjoyability. Then you total up the numbers that you gave it, 1 to 10, 5, you know, 1 to 5, 1 to 50, whatever, whatever. And then the strength and the nicotine and then the intensity. You score it all up, then you add it all up and you put whatever you did. And then you can send these back into them and your opinion matters whether or not this particular cigar goes into production. I really love that. I think that's really dope. It makes me feel like I'm a part of something. Okay, so today we're using matches. I usually use two to light my cigar. This is a spicy little thing. It's box press, one of my favorite style of cigars, a little spicy on the back end. You feel it in the back of your tongue right about there. You wish you could get it, but you can't get it. But yeah, so that is that's the drink of the day, and that is the smoke of the day. So if you want to grab you a stogie, you want to grab you a drink, and sit down for the discussion is about to start right now. So today's topic, if you're just tuning in, today's topic is basically I want to celebrate some people. I want to celebrate everybody who has started their new career, job, side hustle, or business in the industry, whether it was in the investigation industry, the security industry, executive protection side of the industry, whether it was process serving, whether whatever it was in the industry, whatever you're doing in this vast industry that we call security. Congratulations on making that step, or taking that step and making that move. It's not easy, and you know, there's gonna be trials, there's gonna be tribulations, but if this is your purpose and your passion, then it's gonna be all worth it. For me, after hours security is a part of my purpose. My purpose is to protect and teach people how to protect themselves. So that's my purpose. That's why I'm sent here. You know, I was sent here to be a warrior. I was sent here to teach other people how to be warriors. I was sent here to build protectors and become a protector and the best protector that I could be, and teach other people how to do the same. So that's my purpose. So my business stems from my purpose. My personal brand stems from my purpose. You know, I'm a vessel. And so with that being said, I want to be a vessel of this particular information today. So while we congratulate you on taking that step, starting that business, doing that thing, I want to be a vessel for information. And today's information is how to protect that move or that step that you made in this industry legally. Because I think that a lot of us, I think we forget about the legalese in this game. I think we forget that it's a lot of liability in this game. Okay, so I'm gonna talk as a security officer, as an investigator, and as a company owner, all together, right? Because there's different legalese and different liabilities and this, that, and the third for different realms. Whatever realm you're in, whatever stage you are in that realm, there's gonna be different legal situations, right? So I think my first, you know, and if you have anything, any suggestions, things that you do, sorry y'all, I cracked my neck. Anything that you have as far as a suggestion, right, or something that you've done that saved your butt, you know? Go ahead and drop it in the chat, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Go ahead and talk to me. Go ahead and drop it in the chat so we can share information with each other so we can be better protectors of ourselves. Because some of us get into this game and we carrying these firearms and we going out and we vowing to take bullets for our clients and we doing that, but we not even protecting ourselves on a regular basis, right? So we'll get into that. We're going to get into that. So right now, what I want to say is the first piece of advice I want to give you. If you're starting a company, side hustle, whatever, right? Don't matter what side of the industry it is. Everybody goes on paper, my boy. Everybody goes on paper. Everything goes on paper. Listen, sometimes I see in these Facebook groups, right? These security Facebook groups. They're like, yo, I need an armed officer right now. I'll pay you cash. You know, I'll pay you Cash App. I'll pay you Zelle. I'll pay you whatever. I just need a body. Listen to that language and that lingo because it's real. These people are not lying. They just need a body, which means you are just the body. That's it, right? You ever heard somebody say, you know, if you get hurt or you die, your job gonna replace you tomorrow? It's even worse in the security industry, okay? Listen, when you jump on these one-off security gigs, the main thing you don't know is what that company is insured for. Because you worried about the cash. This $20 an hour, that $25 an hour, that $30 an hour, that $15, $17 an hour is not worth the liability that comes with you standing at a door, somebody pull out a gun on you, you pull out a gun on them, boom, you shoot them. We in Maryland, ain't no stand your ground. You just a regular citizen when it comes down to it. For real. So now you looking at the company like, well, I was securing your property. I was securing your client. What are you going to do for me? Now they ghost. They was real loud on the Facebook groups about getting you in with the cash. But now something go down. Listen. One of the companies I really admire a lot when I started my company, I worked for them for about 10 years, for real, is Wolf Security. Last year, maybe last summer, there was a shooting at a Giant. On the news, you see like one of the owners, the heads, they at the shooting, right? They at the shooting, they talking to their guard, they at the shooting, they talking to the police, they at the shoot. That is the moves of a company that is well insured. The moves of a company that's going to hold their guards down if the guard is right and correct, right? Because that's another thing. I watched a video the other day. Guard shot somebody in the back while they was leaving out of a Family Dollar over shoplifting. No, bro, you going to jail and that's murder. I don't care what your little badge say, what your little patch on the back say. That's murder. That's murder. So what you want to do is you want to make sure, no matter if you're the owner, no matter if you're doing one, you want to make sure these people are on. First, you want to make sure everybody's on contract. But then, when you're working for somebody, you want to make sure that they insured. Now, I'm not telling you to say, yo, run your paperwork. But you can ask, even in the interviewing process. You can say, you know, I would really like to work for your company, but I want to know, you know, are you insured? And what are you insured for exactly? If there was a shooting, do you back me up? Do you supply a lawyer? Do you do this? Do you do that? Cover your own butt before you start working for these companies and covering their butt, because you're going to take the fall, not them. They might have some liability, but let me tell you something. Me, I take every precaution to push that liability way out. It's all in the lingo and the paperwork you sign. When you sign paperwork to take these jobs, there's paperwork that say if you are acting against any of the policies of the company, then you are liable for whatever happens while you doing that. And you just sign it. Boom. I'm going to just sign this. I need my job. I need them $20. I need that $30. I need that $40. I'm going to sign my life away. Now, they're doing their due diligence because they're putting you on paper. But now you're the one signing the paper. You need to know exactly. Stop signing handbooks, contracts, waivers, whatever it is that you get when you're about to start a job or you're about to do a training or you're about to do. Stop signing this stuff without reading this stuff. Like, what? Why are y'all not reading this stuff? Y'all know every single lyric in these rap songs, bro. I'm going to hit you with some old people logic. You know every single lyric in these rap songs. But you can't take the time to read the contract that you sign in? Especially if you're an armed guard. You really need to know what you... Especially if you're executive protection. You really need to know what you're signing away. You signing your life away. You saying, I am going to executively protect this person. I'm going to take a bullet for this person. But then you don't even have life insurance, my guy. Come on. Don't make me talk to y'all for real. You doing executive protection, but you don't even have life insurance. You're not protecting yourself legally. And in that case, you're not even protecting your family legally. Because when you're gone, now they got a GoFundMe. And I'm going to tell you right now, I do not donate to GoFundMes. I'm not donating to your GoFundMe because you should have GoFundMed you some daggone insurance when you was alive. So I'm not GoFundMe. I have donated to one GoFundMe ever in my entire 34 years. And it was a cousin. And he was sick. He had open heart surgery. And so it's difficult to get insurance or different kind of insurance after you got open heart surgery. Right? So that's different. I put bands down for that because that's different. That's family. There was a reason why there was something going. But y'all out here fully healthy, running around with these guns, talking about some you top flight security of the world, Cray. But you don't have life insurance. You're not protecting yourself legally. You sign in these contracts for these jobs. You're not reading them. You're not protecting yourself legally. And you are the most important aspect. None of these companies, including mine, could do what they do, make what they make, or be who they are without you. Now, let me put a caveat right there. Let me put a caveat. I just got told to be nice. I'm gonna drink my drink. I haven't drank in 3 weeks. Woo! Goodness gracious. Woo! That's good. I'm gonna wait to give my review on the cigar and the bourbon after, but that is, she picked a good one. Shout out to See My Bar for supplying us with our liquor choices every Monday to go with our stogies. Woo! That's gonna put hair on your chest right there. All right, so listen. All right. Stop signing these contracts without reading them. Stop signing these employee handbooks. Listen, somebody was reading my employee handbook and there's a part in there. Oh, wait, I want to say the caveat. The caveat to can't run without you. That don't mean you get to tell me what to pay you. And that don't mean you get to do whatever you want to do while you're on duty. And that don't mean you get to tell me anything about my business. Because some of y'all really be having that a little mixed up in your head. Some of y'all be thinking that y'all run it because y'all taller than me. Or y'all run it because y'all boys. Or y'all run it. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we appreciate you. And you should appreciate yourself and know that you are an intricate part of a company's livelihood because you should be reading these contracts and knowing what you're getting into. Somebody read my contract. She has like locks and sometimes she gets color on her locks. And in the employee handbook, it said something about not naturally colored hair or outrageously colored hair or something like that, whatever. Now, I'm really big on letting people do them and be them. Not somebody inboxing me right now. What during the live, what positions do you have available? So she read it. She's like, hey, you know, she hit me up. She actually called me and said, hey, I was about to sign this handbook, but like I have purple and streaks in my locks. And in your handbook, it says this, that, and the third. First, she actually read it. Even if whatever she had in her head went against my employee handbook, I was going to hire her anyway because of her due diligence and her research. And her taking the time to actually read the handbook and then call me to discuss her concern. Y'all got to be more like that. Y'all got to be more like that because let me tell you something. When something goes down, a company is going to go straight to their handbook and say, well, you claim you didn't know this, but you signed the handbook. We don't have any liability about this. Because that's all that is. Contracts, handbooks, this, that, and the third. That's all to distance yourself from liability from whatever situation may arise. Right? And that's coming from an owner. And that's coming from somebody who's been signing contracts and signing other people's handbooks and signing training waivers for 18 years. I've been doing security for 18 years. My first job was like, what was my first job? I don't actually remember. But in between security, I did one regular job, which was like Buffalo News and Old Navy. And then boom, I went to security and never stopped. Yeah, DJ, you're a perfect example. I'm going to actually touch on yours a little bit, your situation a little bit without, you know, telling all your business, but a little bit as an example. So that's the first thing I want y'all to do. As somebody, as an owner, if you're starting a security company, process serving company, investigation company, whatever it is you're doing, make sure you put everyone on contract, whether they're 1099 or actually employees. Put them on contract, put them on whatever. Clients, don't do no favors. Friends, family, acquaintances, people from your church, it don't matter, right? If you're giving discounts, cool, but still put all of that in writing. One of my biggest downfalls in my whole entrepreneurial career was that I did a business deal in about 2017 when I had just retired from my federal job. I did a business deal. I thought it was going to go great and it was going to be wonderful, but I didn't put every aspect of the business deal on paper. And that was my biggest mistake of my life. And that deal ended up falling through and I lost everything. If you've been watching this podcast, then you know 2017 was one of the worst years of my life. I lost my car, my girlfriend, my home, my business. I had a recording studio, podcast studio, event space, all in this one bill. Like, so listen, I'm telling you from experience, put everything and everybody on paper. Doesn't matter how much they smile at you, tell you they love you. Doesn't matter if it's your mama or your daddy. If it is a contractual situation, create a contract. Even if it's, I've seen people on Judge Judy show a piece of napkin with two signatures and what, you know what I'm saying? It don't matter. Put them on paper. So that's my first tip. Contracts. Read them fully and provide them fully. That even goes for training. If you are now a firearm instructor, you should be putting your students on waivers. If you shoot at the gun range, most of the time they make your students do waivers. Follow suit with the big dogs. Whatever the big dogs are doing, you should be doing. Because half of y'all are little dogs and y'all be calling yourself big dogs. So y'all should be following suit with the legalese that the big dogs are doing. For real. If you go on Gumtree and you're a new instructor, they're asking for your instructor certifications. They're asking for your insurance. They're telling you what kind of insurance you can and cannot have. They want all of this on file. They're making all your students sign waivers, watch videos, etc. Do what the big dogs are doing. Now, I've fallen short before with training. Sometimes I run out of waivers and then I don't, you know, I had a student sign. But we got to stay on top of this, okay? Especially my melanated people. We got to stay on top of this paperwork. We got to stay on top of this paperwork. We got to do everything above board. You want to protect yourself legally at all times. And having students sign waivers is how you do that. And not just the waiver that comes from the gun range, because the gun range is not protecting you. It's protecting themselves. So that's actually not enough. It's not a big enough layer of protection for you. That's really for them. It's not for you. So don't think it is for you, because you can still be sued, but you got to get that waiver in. You got to get that waiver. I might sell y'all some templates. Being the vessel that I am, I might sell y'all some templates. These new instructors that's popping up everywhere. Well, I won't get into that. That's not what the episode is about. But these new instructors popping up. I have some waivers that you can just take some of my stuff out, put some of your stuff in, implement the information. It was drawn up by a firearms lawyer, actually, firearm law lawyer. And, you know, so I might do that about $10, $5, you know, whatever. Might be nice, right? Somebody told me to be nice on here. I actually do be being nice, but it's my tone. Sometimes it just comes out real strong. But anyway, that's my voice. That's my first advice, is the contract. Because I had a really bad business deal because I didn't have stuff on contract. Matter of fact, recently was doing something with a friend's significant other and didn't put it on paper. 3 months go by. The friend's significant other decides they won't go up $100 from what we agreed to. Now, whether or not I agreed with the increase for whatever reason, right? That's not what we're going to get into. But it's not putting it on paper that 3 months down the line, they were able to say, well, after further consideration, bop, 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 we need another extra $100 for this. Did I say no? Yes, I said no. And I was like, now you got to figure out what you want to do. But we're not going there. I got bad attitudes sometimes. You know, and then my friend had to get in the middle of it. You know, but that's my fault because I didn't put it on paper, right? And I have my reasons why I didn't. But when you don't put stuff on paper, on contract, on whatever, that's what you're opening yourself up to. You're opening yourself up to people doing stuff like that, you being liable for stuff, all kinds of stuff. So you just want to do those. So two things to wrap that first point up. Read everything you're given. Waivers, contracts, employee handbooks, whatever, memos. Read everything because you got to protect yourself. In the interviewing process, when you go for jobs, read the stuff, but then also ask questions, especially if you're going to be an armed guard. Hey, if I shoot somebody, what is the protocol for the company? What is the company going to do for me? How is the company going to back me up? Do you guys have insurance? Blah, 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 so on and so on. As security officers, you should have life insurance and good life insurance, not just regular, I got life insurance. You need life insurance, life insurance. On another episode, we'll talk about investing, but I'm going to just put this out there. You need an IUL, an Index Universal Life Insurance Policy, okay? Let me tell you what that does. It gives you living benefits, death benefits, and you become your own bank, right? I'm not a credit guru, so my wording might not be directly right? But if you're an armed security officer, armed investigator, armed whatever, you need life insurance. That's how you protect yourself and your family legally. Then you need self-defense insurance. Certain states like New York, they can't really have that. But other states, Maryland, whatever, y'all can definitely have self-defense insurance. You need every insurance you can get to protect yourself legally. I got insurance for if my gun is stolen, lost, in the car, in the house. I got renter's insurance. My guns is on there. I got NRA insurance. I got USCCA insurance. I got insurance for while I'm on duty. All kinds of stuff. I got life insurance. The IUL, though, you get to borrow from the money tax-free. If you put in, let's say you got bands and you putting in $10,000 a month into this life insurance policy, it plays in the market. You get an 6 to 8 to 9% return on that money, and you get to borrow from that money maybe after a year, and it has accumulated to about $40,000. You can borrow from that, buy a real estate. You can put it back or not, but it's tax free because it was life insurance. Y'all better look into that IUL, Index Universal Life Insurance Policy. That's a little tidbit for you, because I'm in the season of teaching people how to protect themselves in all ways, always. And legally and financially are big, big, big ways to protect yourself. We out here every single day doing things, and we need to make sure that we have the best protection in all kind of ways possible, especially protectors. We need to make sure that we're focusing on protecting ourselves. So read all the contracts, read your handbook, read your post orders, read all this stuff that's telling you what you can and cannot do. Because if you do things that are listed not to do, the company will not back you. Because I know I'm not. You do something I listed did not do in your post orders, you paying all them legal fees and you going to jail, brother. I'm not backing you up. That's not a thing. That is not a thing. I put it on there on purpose so I don't have to back you up. Think about that, though. Think like an owner when y'all out here. We put this stuff on paper so we don't have to deal with it when it comes. We can separate ourselves from the stupidity, from the liability. Think about that when you're signing your life away on these contracts. And then on the other side, as an owner, put everybody. Yeah, but that ain't what I'm talking about. I'm not. Somebody said, would it hurt me hard if I borrowed from my 401k? So again, I'm not like a super expert, but a 401k is not a IUL life insurance policy. That borrowing is tax-free. 401k, definitely not tax-free, brother. Woo! Go ahead and read you. Now see you a good example. Because when you signed the paperwork to get your 401k, it told you how much it was going to take out in taxes. If you take out the 401k early, if I remember, I haven't had a job in a long time. So if I remember correctly, when the paperwork you signed to start your 401k, whether it was through your job or whatever, it definitely told you how much taxes, because it's different every state. So it definitely told you how much taxes it would take out if you took out from it. Mm-hmm. We got to read the fine print. And I started reading the fine print even on phone paperwork. Anything I got to sign, I'm reading. And I don't care how long it takes me, because I hate reading. So I don't care how long it takes me, I'm reading, because these people be getting away with all kinds of stuff. Giving out, selling your information to other companies, doing all kinds of stuff. We got to protect ourselves. Legally, we have to protect ourselves. We have to know what these social media companies are doing. You're welcome, AJ. And you have to know what your company is doing. I see too many people getting screwed over. So listen, even a client I have now, this client continuously changes the goalpost about what they want. They continuously change the goalpost about what they think is in their contract. But what you can't lie on or change or be confused about is what is in writing. This person comes to me all the time telling me how this is not what they said, this is not what they did, this is not what they want. And I say, hold please, and I send a screenshot of the contract or the proposal or the email that I made them send. Because I make people send. They tell me something. Oh, okay, that's great. But send it to me in an email. Send it to me in a text. Because that's writing. That's concrete. You can't lie on writing. You can't argue with what you wrote. With a stamp on a date and a time. And who sent it and who you sent it to. So we all, listen, put everything in writing. I don't care if it's a request. If somebody requests one officer for 4 hours, I say, that's great. Thank you for calling, but put that in an email so I can, and that you agree to this, that, and the third. Boom. Put it in contract. Boom. And it'd be for small stuff. I don't play at all no more. Can't play with this stuff because it's your livelihood. It's my livelihood, so it's your livelihood. No matter what realm you're in, what side you're in, what rank you are, if you're an owner, if you're an officer, if you're a side hustler, whatever it is, you want to put everything in writing. Okay? Now, my next... Let me try this. All right. So my next tip is always wear a body camera or always have your phone recording. That is one of the biggest legal tips I can give you. When my process servers go out, I always tell them, record your serve, whether it's video or audio. Record your serve and send me a copy every single time. People forget, I yell at them, didn't I tell you to record this? Because it's very important. People lie. People say you didn't do the job. People say you attacked them. People say all kinds of stuff. And you want to be able to say, press play. I don't want to argue. I just want to press play. And I learned that the hard way. I was working at a, what do you call them, shopping center. And it was across the street from a school. So at 3 o'clock, it would get swarmed with kids. Bad kids. Y'all kids are so bad, it don't make no sense. I don't know if I was a bad kid, but I wasn't as bad as the kids I be seeing nowadays. But this was about 4 or 5 years ago. So This one kid came in every day, caused hell every day. And this one day, I was like, get out, you know. And he came at me. He was like, you know, a little rent cop, you know, and called me all kinds of, like, gay slurs and stuff like that, whatever, you know. Whatever, kid, I'm getting paid regardless, whatever. So, you know, and you know, honestly, I wasn't even getting paid enough to deal with it. But, so, you know, going through this, whatever, boom. Then he hits me with the, you can't do nothing anyway. You can't use whatever he said. I can't remember. But I let him know. I said, let me tell you something. I'm black in the state of Maryland, which is under the Mason-Dixon line, in case you didn't know. Anything that gave me a certification or a license for, I will be using. And I will not hesitate to use it on 8 month to 80 years old. I do not discriminate color, creed, religion, or sex. So do not play with me. Okay? Everybody was like, oh my God. And I guess that kind of ruffled his feathers and he got a little scared. But he did what he did. He like knocked a whole row of orange pop down. And that's why he got kicked out. Now, mind you, I had a body camera on. And this was before I had my company. So I was actually using my downtime to work on my company. So I had my MacBook in the car. Right? This is going to come in handy. So the next day, no, actually, I think it was the same day. So a little bit later, that was about 3 o'clock, right? 3:15, 3:04, whatever. Around 6:30, the kid comes back on his bicycle. He coming, boom, boom, boom. He ready. He's so ready. He got this face on, like, yeah, I got you now. Telling me you can use it. You don't discriminate. He just riding his bike towards me. I'm like, yo, what, yo? Now kids be shooting, so I'm ready. I'm telling you, 8 months to 80, you're going down. Shoot, pepper spray, baton, punch you in the face. I don't care. Because I'm protected. Insurance, liability, certifications, licenses. I'm protected legally. All right. As long as it's self-defense, if I can explain it and the lawyer can explain it, I'm good. I'm going to do it. So he riding his bike off fast. Now I see that there's a car behind him, a little burgundy Honda. Okay. One's a burgundy Honda, had to be like six cylinders because it only had one pipe. So this burgundy Honda coming rolling behind the bicycle, and it pulls up behind my car a little too close. I had a baby blue Jaguar at the time, so I did not like that. But so they pull up, whatever, and I'm like, okay. So it's the mom. She get out. Look like she ain't been dressed in days. She get out. Pop. Did you push my son into the pop? She said soda, but I'm from New York, so I said, and what? She said, did you push, whatever the kid's name, my son came home and said you pushed him and you threatened to use something on your belt on him. And I'm going to let you know, I fight. And da, 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 da. And I was like, oh, okay. Hold, please. Now she going off. And I literally put my finger up and walk away. Now I didn't turn my back to her because you never know these. We get a little crazy. But I said, hold on. And I squinted like I couldn't see. Hold on. I went to the car, popped out the SD card out my camera, put it in my MacBook, set my MacBook on the hood of my car, and pushed play. Okay? Boop. Fast forward a little. And boop. 3:15. I said, just watch the video. She see her son hop off his bike, cussing out kids, cussing out the store clerks, throwing stuff, stealing candy, and then eventually knocking down a row of orange pop into the water fountain in the store, and me walking in saying, get out, don't come back, him coming at me, him saying whatever he's saying, she watching it. Now, she ain't got all that pep in her step now. Now, she just embarrassed, She just standing there with the little dirty heels with the flip flops. She just standing there and I'm quiet. And I see him. He done with the little flipper lip. Now he flounder. Calm down, kid. Okay? So she just looking and looking. Now she done threatened my life, threatened to beat me up, threatened to come, told me you got that gun, but you ain't nothing. She done said all this. Now she watching her little dumb kid on the camera do all this retarded stuff for no reason. Okay? So she turns around and she don't say one word to me. She didn't apologize. She didn't say nothing. She just grabs him. Pop, boom, starts slapping him. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Get on the bike and go home. You out here embarrassing me. Da-da-da. Now, she still don't never say nothing. She's getting her little one cylinder and she drive on behind him, behind the box, and they leave. Everybody laughing, the store clerk laughing, everybody laughing. She never said not one word to me. And I didn't see the boy no more, I think, until a little later on down, a couple months later. I guess he was having to go straight home after school after that. But that protected me legally. Because people press charges on people for things that they have never actually done all the time. And you have to defend yourself against those charges. A body camera is the perfect argument ender. I'm not going to argue with you, ma'am, because you came up here and your heels are wider than my t-shirt under my vest. So I'm not arguing with you because you obviously do not care. Therefore, I don't want to fight you because you ain't got nothing to lose. You ain't got nothing to lose. You got a whole crack house on your heel. You don't got nothing to lose. So for me, I saved and protected myself legally by having a body camera. Now I make all my people record. Record, because it is your best friend. Having that video, and I'm not talking about shaky little phone video. Have a body camera. Have a hidden camera. I got a process server who actually has like Ray-Bans, and it has like a little camera, Boss glasses, and it has a little camera in it. When she goes out, she's hands-free. She got the camera on. She recording the whole situation. Protect yourself legally in this game. It's very, very important. Very important. What I want to know is, if you're watching or you're listening, how do you protect yourself legally? Drop it in the comments. Let me know. What do you do to protect yourself legally? And it can be about anything. It can be about your job. It can be about your family. It can be all kinds of stuff. Whatever it is, let me know. Like, what are your suggestions? What do you think? What should people do? Now, while y'all doing that, I'm going to tell you a story about one of my friends. Legally, he had no protection for himself in this situation that he was going through. He was on duty as an armed security guard, and a situation arose, and he did what he thought he had to do. He was being threatened with a vehicle at that. He got ran into with the vehicle, and he shot into the vehicle. That's it. That's all I'm going to tell about that story right there. But then afterwards, after he did what he thought he was supposed to do or he could do legally, he then realizes that every little decision that was made before the situation even occurred affected him legally. And let me break that down for you. One, he was in his own personal vehicle. Why does that matter? Because legally, that is not a patrol car. Legally, that does not have your company's name on it. Legally, someone can say, I did not know that this was a security officer in this car. I thought I was getting followed and about to be robbed or killed. Because you're in an unmarked car, you are not the police. So, boom, right? Then, he finds out that his job don't have insurance for their officers. Or insurance at all. Or a lawyer for the company. And he finds that out by going to the company, talking to the company. Then they stop answering phone calls. They stop answering correspondence. Then they hit him with a, you've been suspended indefinitely. You know what that is? Them protecting themselves legally. I'm going to separate myself from you. So whatever you got going on, don't fall under me. They did not help him legally. Then my guy didn't have a body camera on. So the whole story he tells the police, the other person says it didn't happen or that's not how it happened or whatever, whatever. The police decide, because half the time police don't respect security anyway, so you got to remember that kind of stuff too. So they decide, absolutely not. What you did was absolutely ridiculous. You shouldn't have shot in the car. You and your, nobody knows who you are. You don't have nothing on your car. You ain't got no magnets. You ain't got nothing. Boom, boom, boom. You are liable for this because the job don't back you legally. Your car not backing you legally. And then you don't have a shred of evidence. You don't got a shred of evidence. You don't have no video. You don't have no audio. You don't have nothing to protect yourself legally. And he had to fight a case. I don't know. 2-3 years. He had to fight a felony charge, I believe. Ruined his whole life because he was with a company who did not care about their officers. He was with a company who did not have a protocol in place. What's up, Tackle? 5 felony charges. I've been corrected. He was battling 5 felony charges. That can happen to anybody. He had no record. He's a caregiver for a family member. Young, under 20, under 30. Fighting 5 felony charges for doing his job. And the decisions that happened before the situation, during the situation, and after the situation all affected him legally. All of them. Then, I forgot one. He had USCCA insurance because it's self-defense insurance. But he was on duty. And USCCA does not protect you while you are on duty. So then that was the last straw. That was his last move of legal protection, and that fell through also, because you gotta read the fine print. You gotta read everything you sign, everything you agree to, everything they offer you. You gotta ask questions in these interviews. You gotta ask questions. You gotta protect yourself. Anybody at any time, be on point out there and research the company you work for. Absolutely. Because anything can happen. Anything can happen. And let me tell you, they replaced him right after that. They put another unsuspecting person, a young person. This is another thing. A young person. You ruining a young person's life. I had somebody, I offered them a position. They said, well, I need to do some research on your company first. I sent them the Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, website, and said, ask me any kind of questions you want to ask me whenever you're ready. Because you should be doing your due diligence. That's a way to go right there. That girl that called me about that one little sentence in my employee handbook, do your due diligence. You got to. You got to protect yourself, because I'm going to tell you, as a company owner, I'm always thinking about the liabilities. If I see that you don't know how to act, you're gone, because you're a liability and I don't have time for liabilities. That goes in relationships too. If the boy or the girl's a liability, costing you money and not putting any in the pot, liability. Always out fighting, doing this, that, and the third, and you trying to upgrade your life, liability. You have to assess the liabilities in your life and your job and your career, and you have to make sure that you are protecting yourself legally, because this isn't just an industry thing. This is a life thing. That's why we talked about life insurance, protecting yourself legally, investing, protecting yourself, protecting your assets, protecting this. My guns are listed everywhere. They're legal, so they're listed so that if I get robbed, if my house burns up, if whatever, I get reimbursed for those guns. I list my guns on my taxes. I get deductions because the guns are part of business. You get legally all the time. That's what you're thinking all the time. Protect yourself in all ways. Always. Right? So body camera. That's my second tip. Read contracts and put everybody on contracts. That's my first tip. But body cam, record on your phone, whatever it is, all the time, especially on duty. Especially in a situation. And you might be like, you know, if I'm in a situation, I'm not thinking about that. But you have to. Especially if you melanated. You got to. You can't say, I'm not thinking that way. You only got 5 seconds to decide what you're going to do in a situation. And in that 5 seconds, you need to be thinking legally. Can I explain my behavior? And will 8 other people agree with me? 5 seconds. 5 seconds to think of all that, man. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So, all right. So my third, I already said my third point. My third point was to ask your company if they have insurance and what do they insure and what do they offer and what do they do and what do they provide and what is the protocol and what is the standard operating procedures, right? And so those are what I'm going to give you today. I'm going to go over them again. Put everything and everybody on contract, on paper. And then always, and for trainers, all these firearm instructors, you don't necessarily need to put your students on contract, but you should have safety waivers. Because some students just be out here just doing anything. I've kicked grown men off the range, like just not being safe at all. And you need to make sure that you have waivers on top of the gun range waivers. If you're starting a security company, investigation company, process serving company, side hustle, job, whatever, read the contracts thoroughly, put everybody on contract, whatever it is, put it on paper, man. And then you want to record everything, whether it's video, whether it's audio, everything, whether you're doing an investigation, whether you're going to process serve, whether you're on duty, whether you're armed guard, unarmed guard, if something is transpiring or you think is about to transpire, make sure that body camera is on. So you ain't got to argue about your position. You can just show your position. Push play. This is my biggest tool right here. The play button finger. Doop. That's it. Protect yourself legally. You have to. It's 2023. It's a must to protect yourself legally. People are suing people all the time. Let me tell you something real quick. There's people who will break into people's house, hurt themselves while they're breaking into people's house, and then sue the homeowner. And win. You got to protect yourself legally. Now, I don't know what the homeowner could have did to protect themselves legally, but people are doing crazy stuff, and you need to be able to protect yourself legally. The type of training you take helps you to protect yourself legally. If you're trained in de-escalation, trained in active shooter, trained in it, that helps in your course. That helps in your court case. Because your lawyer can say, they have taken these precautions, they are trained, they are expert, they are this, they are that. Like I tell people, keep a couple of your targets. Make sure you got your HQL. Make sure you got your permit. If you do something, at least they can say you're not just somebody who goes around shooting. You know the laws, right? If you're a gun owner, keep at least a couple targets. So if something do happen, your lawyer can say, she goes to practice. He goes to practice. He has the necessary permits. He has the necessary de-escalation certificates, right? This is forethought. This is thinking ahead of the actual situation because you got to protect yourself legally, right? Then what you want to say, you want to know the laws. So as a gun owner, new or old, you need to be monthly checking, updating yourself on the updated laws. They be passing laws inside of laws. They pass legislation like you change your drawers. I'm trying to tell you, you got to protect yourself legally. You got to make sure that you stay up on the legislation in your city, in your state, and in the country, federally, locally. You got to make sure you stay up on the gun laws, self-defense laws, everything. Everything. Because when you do something, you can't get out of it by saying, oh, I didn't know. Oh, my instructor didn't tell me that. Ignorance is not an excuse. Stupidity is not an excuse. You're still going to jail. I'm here to tell you, they will put you in jail quick, fast, in a hurry. Quick, fast, and a hurry. So you have to stay up on the laws. Stay up on the laws. Practice. Train with an instructor. Take different classes, not just firearm classes. Take active shooter response classes. Take de-escalation classes. Take classes to show that you actually are investing in your safety and other people's safety as a gun owner. You want to be able to show when something goes down and you got to go to trial, you want to be able to show that you have done your due diligence to make sure that you do the right thing when this time comes. You got to make sure of that, right? So that's it. That's my spiel on protecting yourself legally. Now, there's a million other ways to protect yourself legally. Million other ways. But these are just the ways I wanted to share with you today on today's podcast. Right? So now, what I'm going to do, what I'm going to say, is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my drink, and I'll talk to you a little bit about my smoke, and then I'm going to give you the church announcements. And then I'm going to let you have the rest of the night to yourself. But, so, the drink. I didn't drink a lot. This is my first drink in 3 weeks, so I can't be all boogly boogly, you know. Really good. Not as good as the last drink that I had on this podcast. So make sure y'all go look at the last episode so you can see what I had That drink was banging. This is actually really good. This would be really good with some steak, with some potatoes, asparagus. This would be really, really good with something heavy. Unfortunately, I can't eat red meat at the moment, but this would be really, really good with something heavy. It's really like it's a bourbon whiskey, like, yeah, from Texas. Like, this is really good. You can definitely taste that corn. It's a little spice at the beginning, but as you start drinking it, plus I got ice in my cup, it goes down a little bit, but it is really delicious. Let me see. What does it say? Aged in special small American oak barrels. It breaks the traditional bourbon laws. I don't know what that means, but you can head to See My Bar and ask her about it if you're interested in there. You can at See My Bar on Instagram. You can ask her about the Yellow Rose. So it's a little sweet, but it does have a little heavy, deep taste. So I think it would really go good with some steak. Now this. Great pull. Great smoke. I gave it an 8 on the draw, 10 on the burn. I give it a 6 out of 10 on complexity. Didn't really change that much. Stayed the same. Dynamic range, I'm going to give it a 5. It didn't really wow me. Smoke texture, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. Wrapper quality, I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. It didn't unravel. It didn't crack. It's very smooth. Yeah, very soft and hard at the same time. Don't know how that's right. So I gave it a 5 out of 5. Overall, enjoyability. I'm going to give it a 30 out of 50. And then strength and nicotine, I'm going to give it a minus. It's not really that super strong. It didn't. A little spicy at the beginning. I could taste the nicotine. I know it has nicotine, but it's not that super strong or whatever. So intensity, I'm going to give it light. Like, it's not light, so I guess I'm going to give it a medium. I give it a medium. Because it's light, medium, full. I'm going to give it a medium. Because I've had lighter. So I'm not going to be difficult on it. I'm going to give it a medium. And then, you know, so then I totaled it up. Put it on my scorecard, and then I send it in. I'm waiting until I get like 100 scorecards, and then I'm going to send them all in at once, probably like maybe 50, because I'm almost at 50. So, should they put it in production? Yeah, somebody's going to love this, especially his box press. Somebody's going to love this. 5x54, AJ Fernandez, one of the best growers in the world, one of the best cigar makers in the world. Robusto Habanero. Yeah, it's a good cigar, like a good steady cigar. It goes good with this because this would go good with something meaty, steak, lamb chops, whatever it is, pork chops. I don't eat pork anymore, but if you do. Yeah, so this and this goes great. Full meal would be lovely with it. Definitely enjoyed both. So here is the church announcements before I wrap this episode on protecting yourself legally up. Follow me at I Am Jazz the CEO on all platforms, every single one. Also, you can follow at Industry Talk Podcast on Facebook and Instagram at Industry Talk Podcast. If you have suggestions on topics, cigars, drinks, or you have questions, or you want to comments, whatever it is, you can DM us on Instagram, Facebook, or you can email us at industrytalkpodcast@gmail.com. You can do that as well. Also, I am hiring. After Hours Security is hiring. We're hiring like 30 people. 30 people. We have two festivals coming up. One is a two-day festival in June, and one is a three-day festival in August. So we are hiring unarmed and armed personnel. It can range from anything from $17 an hour to $20 an hour. It depends on your credentials. It depends on how you do in the interview. It depends on et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll let you know what you are up to make. From $17 an hour to 20 an hour. And let me tell you, we need investigators. So if you're a private investigator, this is not just for guards. If you're a private investigator, we are looking for plainclothes private investigators to work these events as well. Okay, we're talking June 24th, June 25th, and we have hours all day, starting from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., the next day 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So it's a plethora of hours you can do. And then in August is overnight and it's all day. We have plethora of hours that day as well, and we need investigators on there as well. That's all I'm going to give it to you on the show. If you are interested, you can email me at jazztheceo at afterhoursecurity.com. You can also go to www.afterhourssecurity.com. Hours is a Z, not a S. That's it. That's all you can do. You can either email me or you can go to the website and email for, send your resume or whatever. If you're emailing me, do not email me a link to your website. Email me a link to your Dropbox that has your resume in it. No. Okay, let's be professional. Let's make it a PDF. So that I can click on it and read it, send it to me in an email, write something in the body. Hi, how are you? My name is such and such. I'm looking for employment. You said that you were hiring. I am interested in whatever it is. Too many of y'all acting like y'all don't have no home training and y'all sending me blank emails with nothing but a link or a PDF, and it don't say your name, and it don't say nothing, and you expect me to reach back out. That's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you now. Let's go a little further. I just had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning. We are done with mediocre. We are done with good enough, and we are done with that's just okay. Go the extra mile. Send your resume. Write a paragraph if you want to. 2 to 3 sentences if you want to. Say whatever. Put a subject matter. Employment, resume, and credentials, whatever. So when you send your resume, also send a photocopy of your ID, guard card, gun permit, etc., right? Because that's the next step. I'm going to ask you for that anyway. So here is your cue to do your due diligence, send your resume plus your credentials. Boom, I need to make sure they're valid, okay? So let's do that, but we're hiring for that. Somebody just asked me training schedule for this year. I don't have nothing to say for it right now, but in the coming week, I just hired a executive assistant and she is working on my schedule as we speak. So she'll be doing the schedule for my personal brand. She'll be doing the schedule for After Hours Security, and we are going to have a date for each training that we offer. And that this might be the first time that we have ever done that. It's going to start in June. The new schedule will be for June, nothing in May. Some of them are going to be reoccurring dates and happening at the same time each month. Some of them will be one-offs, but we are going to have training scheduled for every single thing we offer. And let me just run down a list of what I can think of off the top of my head that we offer. So we offer de-escalation training. Okay, we offer that for corporate entities, individuals, and security companies. That can be either online or it could be in person. Right. So let me give you an example. If you're one person, you can just do the online, get your online certification. If you're a manager at a housing complex and you want your staff to go through de-escalation training, we come in, we do it in person. We cater to whatever your needs are, situations have been prior to this or whatever. And we come in person and do that. Several of us, the whole training team. Right. So we do de-escalation. We do active shooter training for guards, active shooter response training for churches, for corporations. We're going to do firearm training. So that's wear and carry HQL. And then we actually have one-on-one packages that we have done. So we have 3 packages, all different prices, high, medium, low, and whatever it is that fits your schedule or your budget, you can choose from that. So we have that. That is to your own schedule, though. That's not going to be we put that out there on the website, but it won't be to my schedule. It'll be to yours, whatever fits yours, right? And that's personally with me and or one of my certified instructors for After Hours Security. But we're going to also have red dot classes. We're going to also have DC permit classes. Then we're going to also have a bundle class that has Arizona, Utah, DC, and I think it's Arizona, Utah, and Florida. We're going to have those dates available as well. That's a package with three different things. It comes with the fingerprints, and it also comes with pictures, and it's $400 package, right? If you are a student of mine already and have already taken my wear and carry and you want your DC, DM or email me. We have a discounted package for you for that as well. But those dates are coming up. We also have security guard 101. We're going to be doing that. We also have private detective 101 for your private detective certification. That's coming up. Then we also, let me take a drink, y'all. Let me take a drink. This was a good question, Tackleberry, because we do have a lot that's coming up for June, July, August, September, October. No, we're gonna do it all the way out now that I got some good help. Then what we're also going to be doing is a brand new training for process serving. We are training process servers, teaching you either how to start your process server business or work process serving for after hours security. So we already have our online platform for training. So if you don't know, you can head to the link in After Hours, the brand on Instagram. You can head to the link in our bio and join our online training app for $9.99 a month. You get training in firearms, fit for duty, process serving, private detective, and security. And this is an ongoing thing. You get 24-hour access to me. You get help with your business. If you're starting a security company, you get help with, you get hired for us. We only give out our process serving and PI jobs to the people who are members of the app because we know that they have the training. So therefore, we do that in there. So that's a little tidbit for you in case you didn't know. If you're not on the app and you are employed by us and you haven't gotten any jobs for PI or process serving, is because you're not in the app, and we only give it to the people in the app because we know they do the training. So that is pretty much what we're working on a schedule for. All of those situational awareness training, that'll be strictly online, and we're going to be doing that as well. We've already pre-recorded that at a live event, so we're going to be doing some of that for you as well. We're going to be working on that. I think that's it as far as training. Firearm training, personal firearm training, private detective course, security guard course, active shooter course, de-escalation course, situational awareness, and it was one more that I'm missing. Oh, process serving. Because if you follow me on my personal Instagram, I am Jazz the CEO, you know that I have dedicated to helping people make six figures as a process server or a private detective. My first six figures ever in 2020 or 2021 during a freaking pandemic was due to process serving and private detective work. So I am teaching you how to make that six figures, whether you're trying to do it as a company, trying to own your own company, you're doing it as a side hustle, or you're doing it as a career and you want to work for after hours security and that's what you want to do. Either way, boom, personal protective training in the future. Personal protection, what does that mean exactly? What do you mean by personal protection? Are you talking about EP or are you talking about personally protecting yourself? Break it down for me and then I'll answer it. So that's pretty much the trainings that I have in my mind off the top of my head. That's what I know that we're doing and we're working on. Oh, and also we're working on fit for duty training. Fit for duty training is in person, outside. We're going to be using different pieces of land. I've gotten several different clients who have land, and they want to let me use the land for training. So we're going to be doing firearm training out there. We're going to be doing laws and different training for personal protection, different training about, you know, EP. No, I am not an EP teacher. Yes, I am an executive protection, but I have not picked up teaching EP. If you want to learn EP, I suggest that you go to ICON and do their training. Sometimes they're in DC, sometimes they're in Virginia, but they are well worth it. Executive protection. I know what you mean, EP. I am EP. I do have EP clients, but I am not an EP instructor. It's just, you know, I like to stay in my lane. I like to do what I'm an expert at. Expert at teaching. Sometimes I can do things better than I can teach those things, so we won't be doing that unless I collaborate with somebody that I know is a good teacher at those things. Now, I do have employees that I do teach how to cater to my clients and do EP for my clients and do that and give them certain training. But no, I'm not going to have a public executive protection training anytime soon that I know of. That may change. The Lord may put something on my heart and I might do it. But no, not right now. That's not my ministry. But everything else we will be doing. Mm-hmm. But Fit for Duty training, it is an outside workout. Firearms, fitness. We're going to be running around. We're going to be tunneling. We're going to be fighting. We got gloves. We got boxing. We got boxing bags. We got mats. We're doing the whole nine. I've already ran one of it to see how it goes. I had three people. We were working on loading, unloading. They was running around. They was fighting each other. They was, you know, reciting laws and reciting things and, you know, things like that. So we will be doing that. It'll be on a Saturday. It'll probably be a $20 drop-in fee. Something good to get into, to get you flexing your muscles out here, learning the laws, learning how to manipulate your firearms, you know, learning some basics. I'm not a fighter instructor, but, you know, the 1, 2, 3, 4 count that I know, we'll be doing that. We'll be having guest appearances from hand-to-hand combat, knife combat, MMA fighters, things like that. We'll be bringing in jujitsu people. We'll be bringing in people on Saturdays to teach you certain things. So that is something you should definitely look out for. If you want to know and stay in the know for all of these things, I suggest going to www.afterhoursecurity.com and join the newsletter, because they get it even before social media. They get it before social media. So you might want to join that email list, that newsletter list, and pay attention to the social medias, because we got a lot of things coming in the summertime. We got a lot of jobs coming in the summertime. We're hiring. We're hiring and we're training. We're not just hiring and putting you out there. We're hiring you, we're training you, and then we're putting you out there. And we are insured. If you are just tuning in, that is a big deal. So just remember to protect yourself, and always, always, but definitely remember to protect yourself legally. It's very important. We may be talking about a different way to protect yourself next week on Industry Talk Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. If you're on Facebook and you're on Instagram and you actually want to watch different episodes, you can check it out on Spotify, Industry Talk Podcast. You have all three seasons. And then if you want to watch it live every Monday at 7 p.m., we are live on YouTube. I might not always be live on my platforms on social media, but we are always live every Monday, 7 p.m. on YouTube. I am Jazz, the CEO of YouTube, but you can look up Industry Talk Podcast and you'll pull up the whole playlist. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow me at I am Jazz, the CEO on everything, or Industry Talk Podcast on everything. See y'all later. Stay secure, stay safe, always protect yourself. Bye. All right.